Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes for Union Mutual Insurance. Union Mutual has been serving the insurance needs of farmers and ranchers since 1938. That's 83 years of protecting rural Americans, providing town and country, poultry house, and legacy rural actual cash value policies. With 300 agents to serve you, it's time to take a good hard look at Union Mutual Insurance Company. For the agent nearest you, go to unionmutualic.com or give them a call, 405-286-7703.
Angus Genetics will be showcased from all over the country at the 2nd Annual Cattlemen's Congress. Come see the Pen and Carload Show of Angus Bulls and Heifers on Friday, January the 7th, followed by the 83rd Annual National Angus Bull Sale at 2 p.m. in the Super Barn Sales Arena at the Oklahoma City Fairground. Angus breeders will be selling over 50 top Angus Bulls on January the 7th, and you can come be a part of the sale, or you can bet online at cci.live. For more information, go to angus.org for details about all the Angus events at Cattlemen's Congress.
We ended the year with the cattle futures mixed. The December live cattle is the last trading day today. They closed or settled at 138.90, down 15 points. February 27 lower at 139.70. The April's 5 lower at 144.82. June's up 12 at 139.20. August up 30 here at 138.20. Feeder cattle were about 50 to a dollar higher, with the January up 55 at 166.87. The March is the next month out, 95 higher at 169.95. April's up about 90 here at 172.75. They did make, like, the March and April went and made new highs relative to where they were in the month of December, going back and reaching the level seen last August. So a lot of strength here. The August feeder cattle went all the way up to close at 182.47, up a dollar. The high today was 182.60, and that'd be a new high for the life of that whole contract. So a lot of strength in the cattle futures market. The cash trade this week was 138 to 140. Maybe a little bit better than last week. It's kind of a quiet week as sale barns are closed around the country for the feeder cattle, and just not a whole lot of attention being paid here as we wind down 2021.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
The 20th annual Denim and Diamonds Angus Sale happens Wednesday, January 5th, 2022, in conjunction with Cattlemen's Congress at the Oklahoma City Fairgrounds. The sale will be held at 5 p.m. in the Super Barn Sale Arena, offering 50 elite Angus lots. You can attend the sale in person or view and bid online on liveauction.tv. For more information about the Denim and Diamonds Angus Sale, call Matt Sims, 405-641-6081. For a catalog, go to mcsauction.com.
Wheat futures were kind of the story of the day here, with the wheat leading the way down. Kansas City July was down 9.5 at 797.75. You know, it rallied from about mid-December, went below 780, and then went all the way up to 855 on dry weather. But we've given most of that, more than half of it, back as today's close is below $8. We also went back below moving averages. There is some rain forecast, but I think we're going to need more than what's forecast in order to really save a wheat crop at this point. We need significant rain. I know it's raining today, and there's some really cold weather tomorrow and the next few days. So some fear that there could even be winter kill with some really bad condition wheat going into it. So still a lot of people bullish the wheat. I know today was down. Soybeans were steady to 2 higher. The corn was steady to 3 lower. The idea is on the corn and soybean futures, what's going on in South America. It looks like they're getting some rain and some advantageous spots there. Underlying factors still pretty dry, but they are getting more beneficial rain than at least we're getting here in the United States. Today's stock market futures up 30 on the Dow. The S&P is down about a point. Crude oil is down $1.50 a barrel. February 75.46.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.